Chapter 13. Mandatory Insurance. The Basics. State law requires all motor vehicle operators and owners to have a form of liability insurance. Liability insurance covers the policyholder's legal liability resulting from injuries to other persons or damage to their property. This is called financial responsibility. Motor vehicle owners are required to show proof of insurance when registering a vehicle or renewing their license plates. There are several ways you can provide proof of insurance. They are listed here. A copy of your original, current insurance identification card given to you by your insurance company. A copy of your motor vehicle liability insurance policy or insurance binder, a temporary policy. A paid insurance receipt showing the policy information. A certificate of self-insurance issued by the department. An ID card issued by the department when a surety bond or securities are filed with the department. Or handheld electronic device. Most drivers obtain liability insurance through an insurance company or an agent. But there are other forms of liability insurance. Self-insurance. To be self-insured, you must have more than 25 vehicles and be able to show you can and will pay for damage caused by your vehicles. A certificate of self-insurance will be issued to you by the department. Surety bond, certificate of deposit, other negotiable securities. To insure through a bond, deposit, or security, you must file the bond, certificate, or security in the amount of $60,000 or $120,000 if a real estate bond with the department. Effective July 1st, 2019, these amounts will increase to $75,000 and $150,000. The department will issue you a certificate of self-insurance as proof of insurance. And cash. A deposit of $60,000 cash may be deposited with the state treasurer. A certificate of self-insurance will be issued to you by the department. Minimum coverage requirements. Liability insurance covers your legal liability when injuries or property damage happen to others as a result of your actions. The minimum level of coverage required by state law is $25,000 per person for bodily injury, $50,000 per crash for bodily injury, and $10,000 per crash for property damage. The law also requires you to have uninsured motorist coverage of $25,000 for bodily injury per person and $50,000 for bodily injury per crash. Maintaining your insurance. When you register a vehicle with the department, you must sign a form stating that you have insurance and will keep insurance on your vehicle. You must keep proof of insurance in your vehicle. If a law enforcement officer asks for proof and you cannot show it, you will receive a ticket. At any time, the department may require you to show proof of insurance. If you are in a crash and did not show proof of insurance at the time, the department will require you to prove you have insurance. Failure to keep insurance. Insurance is important. There are a number of consequences if you fail to keep your insurance. Not only can it cost you a lot of money if you are in a crash, but you may lose your driver license and license plates. If the department learns you have not kept your insurance, you will receive a notice of suspension in the mail. Your driver license and license plates may be taken away or suspended for not having insurance. In order to get your license and license plates back, there are certain requirements you must meet. For one suspension, your driver license and or license plates will be suspended until you pay a $20 fee and until you file proof of insurance. You are required to do this for 3 years. For two suspensions within 2 years of each other, your driver license and or license plates will be suspended for 90 days. You must also pay a $200 fee and file proof of insurance for 3 years. For 3 or more suspensions, your driver license and/or license plates will be suspended for 1 year. You must also pay a $400 fee and file proof of insurance for 3 years. The most common way to file proof of insurance is through an SR-22 insurance filing. Contact your insurance company or agent to file the SR-22 form. If you fail to keep insurance for 3 years, your driver license and/or vehicle license plates will be suspended again. Failure to pay for damages caused in a traffic accident. If you are at fault in an accident and do not pay for the damages you caused, your driver license and/or vehicle license plates will be suspended for 1 year. You may be reinstated during that 1 year period if you do the following: pay a $20 fee and send proof to the Department of Revenue Driver License Bureau that you have settled the damages. Traffic crashes. A traffic crash is when you injure yourself, injure someone else, or cause damage to property while driving your vehicle. Driving responsibly and defensively can reduce your chances of being in a crash, but nothing can totally prevent it. Even if you have a crash with a parked vehicle, do not leave. Leaving the scene of a traffic crash is a crime. If you are in a crash, you should stop, move your vehicle off the road if possible, especially if it may cause other crashes. You should help anyone who is hurt. Try to make the injured person comfortable, but do not move him or her. Call an ambulance. You should call the police. You should use flares, reflectors, or flashlights to warn other traffic if the crash has happened at night or in bad weather. You should exchange the following information with everyone involved: name, address, driver license number, vehicle identification number, your VIN, and license plate number, and the name of your insurance company and policy number. You should stay until a law enforcement officer says you may leave the crash scene. You should contact your insurance company as soon as possible, even if the crash wasn't your fault. Steer it and clear it. If you're involved in a minor traffic crash, one of the first thoughts you might have is whether or not you should move your vehicle. The answer is yes. A state law that took effect 10 years ago requires vehicles involved in minor, non-injury crashes to move off the road. The Missouri Department of Transportation is using the 10-year anniversary to remind motorists to steer it and clear it, to ensure minor traffic crashes don't turn into major pileups. The agency is also putting up signs in the St. Louis and Kansas City areas with the steer it and clear it message. If you're involved in a minor traffic crash and there aren't any injuries, you need to move your vehicle onto the shoulder or other nearby location off of the roadway. Every minute a vehicle stops on the freeway and blocks one lane of traffic, it backs up approaching traffic for 4 minutes. The law, known as the Move It Law, also helps reduce the chance of motorists being involved in secondary crashes, which cause 18% of fatalities in Missouri. Filing an accident report. Under certain circumstances, you are required to file an accident report with the department. State law requires the accident report to be filed within 30 days. Even if the accident happened in a parking lot or a settlement is made, you must report an accident to the Driver License Bureau. If the accident happened in Missouri, if the accident happened less than 1 year ago, if someone involved in the accident did not have liability insurance coverage, and if there is damage to or more persons' property in excess of $500, or there was personal injury or death. In other circumstances, you may not be required to report the accident, but you may want to report it anyway. If the accident did not cause more than $500 in property damage, personal injury, or death, you may still file an accident report if there was an uninsured motorist involved. The department will only be able to take action against the uninsured motorist for not maintaining insurance. You may obtain a Motor Vehicle Accident Report, Form 1140, from the department's website, your insurance company or agent, or from any license office. After you fill out the accident report, you may mail it or fax it to the department at Missouri Driver License Bureau, 301 West High Street, Room 470, P.O. Box 200, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65105-0200, or fax at 573-526-7365. This concludes Chapter 13.